Sir Nabon prayed him to tell him his name. "Sir Nabon, I tell thee my name is Sir Tristram de Lyonesse, a knight of Cornwall under King Mark." "Thou art welcome," said Sir Nabon, "for of all knights I have most desired to fight with thee or with Sir Lancelot." So then they went eagerly together, and Sir Tristram slew Sir Nabon, and so forthwith he leapt to his son and struck off his head, and then all the country said they would hold of Sir Tristram. "Nay," said Sir Tristram, "I will not so. Here is a worshipful knight, Sir Lamorack de Gales, that for me he shall be lord of this country, for he hath done here great deeds of arms." "Nay," said Sir Lamorack, "I will not be lord of this country, for I have not deserved it as well as ye. Therefore give ye it where ye will, for I will none have." "Well," said Sir Tristram, "since ye nor I will not have it, let us give it to him that hath not so well deserved it." "Do as ye list," said Segwarides, "for the gifts of yours, for I will none have, and I had deserved it." So was it given to Segwarides, whereof he thanked them. Page 375. And so was he lord, and worshipfully he did govern it. And then Sir Segwarides delivered all prisoners, and set good governance in that valley, and so he turned into Cornwall, and told King Mark and La Beale Isoud how Sir Tristram had advanced him to the Isle of Servage, and there he proclaimed in all Cornwall of all the adventures of these two knights, so was it openly known. But full woe was La Beale Isoud when she heard tell that Sir Tristram was wedded to Isoud La Blanche Mains. Chapter 40. How Sir Lamorack departed from Sir Tristram, and how he met with Sir Frol, and after with Sir Lancelot. So turn we unto Sir Lamorack that rode toward Arthur's court, and Sir Tristram's wife and Kehydius took a vessel and sailed into Brittany unto King Howell, where he was welcome. And when he heard of these adventures, they marveled of his noble deeds. Now turn we unto Sir Lamorack, that when he was departed from Sir Tristram, he rode out of the forest till he came to an hermitage. When the hermit saw him, he asked him from whence he came. "Sir," said Sir Lamorack, "I come from this valley." "Sir," said the hermit, "whereof I marvel. For this 20 winter I saw never no knight pass this country, but he was other slain or villainously wounded, or pass as a poor prisoner." "Those ill customs," said Sir Lamorack, "are foredone, for Sir Tristram slew your lord, Sir Nabon, and his son." Then was the hermit glad, and all his brethren, for he said there was never such a tyrant among Christian men. "And therefore," said the hermit, "this valley and franchise we will hold of Sir Tristram." So on the morrow Sir Lamorack departed, and as he rode he saw 4 knights fight against one, and that one knight defended him well. But at the last the 4 knights had him down, and then Sir Lamorack went betwixt them and asked them why they would slay that one knight, and said it was shame, 4 against 1. Page 376. "Thou shalt weld wits," said the 4 knights, "that he is false." "That is your tale," said Sir Lamorack, "and when I hear him also speak, I will say as ye say." Then said Sir Lamorack, "Ah, knight, Can ye not excuse you, but that ye are a false knight?" "Sir," said he, "yet can I excuse me both with my word and with my hands, that I will make good upon one of the best of them, my body to his body." Then spake they all at once, "We will not jeopardy our bodies as for thee." "But wit thou well," they said, "and King Arthur were here himself, it should not lie in his power to save his life." "That is too much said," said Sir Lamorack, "but many speak behind a man more than they will say to his face. And because of your words ye shall understand that I am one of the simplest of King Arthur's court. In the worship of my lord now do your best, and in despite of you I shall rescue him." And then they lashed all at once to Sir Lamorack, but anon at 2 strokes Sir Lamorack had slain 2 of them, and then the other 2 fled. So then Sir Lamorack turned again to that knight and asked him his name. "Sir," he said, "my name is Sir Frol of the Out Isles." Then he rode with Sir Lamorack and bare him company, and as they rode by the way they saw a seemly knight riding against them, and all in white. "Ah," said Frol, "yonder knight jousted late with me, and smote me down, therefore I will joust with him." "Ye shall not do so," said Sir Lamorack, by my counsel, and ye will tell me your quarrel, whether ye jousted at his request or he at yours. Nay, said Sir Frall, I jousted with him at my request. Sir, said Lamorack, then will I counsel you deal no more with him, for meseemeth by his countenance he should be a noble knight and no japer, for methinketh he should be of the Table Round. Page 377. Therefore I will not spare, said Sir Frall. And then he cried and said, Sir Knight, make thee ready to joust. That needeth not, said the White Knight, for I have no lust to joust with thee. But yet they feutred their spears, and the White Knight overthrew Sir Frall, and then he rode his way a soft pace. Then Sir Lamorack rode after him and prayed him to tell him his name, for meseemeth ye should be of the fellowship of the Round Table. Upon a covenant, said he, I will tell you my name, so that ye will not discover my name, and also that ye will tell me yours. Then, said he, my name is Sir Lamorack de Gales, and my name is Sir Lancelot de Lake. Then they put up their swords and kissed heartily together, and either made great joy of other. Sir, said Sir Lamorack, an it please you, I will do you service. God defend, said Lancelot, that any of so noble a blood as ye be, should do me service. Then he said, More, I am in a quest that I must do myself alone. Now, God speed you, said Sir Lamorack, and so they departed. Then Sir Lamorack came to Sir Frall and horsed him again. What knight is that? Said Sir Frall. Sir, he said, it is not for you to know, nor it is no point of my charge. Ye are the more uncourteous, said Sir Frall, and therefore I will depart from you. You may do as ye list, said Sir Lamorack, and yet by my company ye have saved the fairest flower of your garland. So they departed. Page 378. Chapter 41. How Sir Lamorack slew Sir Frall, and of the courteous fighting with Sir Belliance his brother. Then within 2 or 3 days Sir Lamorack found a knight at a well sleeping, and his lady sat with him and waked. Right so came Sir Gawain, and took the knight's lady, and set her up behind his squire. So Sir Lamorack rode after Sir Gawain, and said, Sir Gawain, turn again. And then said Sir Gawain, What will ye do with me? For I am nephew unto King Arthur. Sir, said he, for that cause I will spare you, else that lady should abide with me, or else ye should joust with me. Then Sir Gawain turned him, and ran to him that ought the lady, with his spear. But the knight with pure might smote down Sir Gawain, and took his lady with him. All this Sir Lamorack saw, and said to himself, But I revenge my fellow, he will say of me dishonor in King Arthur's court. Then Sir Lamorack returned, and preferred that knight to joust. Sir, said he, I am ready. And there they came together with all their might, and there Sir Lamorack smote the knight through both sides, that he fell to the earth dead. Then that lady rode to that knight's brother, that hight Belliance le Orgulous, that dwelt fast thereby, and then she told him how his brother was slain. Alas, said he, I will be revenged. And so he horsed him, and armed him, and within a while he overtook Sir Lamorack, and bade him, Turn and leave that lady, for thou and I must play a new play, for thou hast slain my brother, Sir Frall, that was a better knight than ever were thou. It might well be, said Sir Lamorack, but this day in the field I was found the better. So they rode together, and unhorsed other, and turned their shields, and drew their swords, and fought mightily, as noble knights proved, by the space of 2 hours. So then Sir Belliance prayed him to tell him his name. Page 379. Sir, said he, my name is Sir Lamorack de Gales. Ah, said Sir Belliance, thou art the man in the world that I most hate, for I slew my sons for thy sake, where I saved thy life, and now thou hast slain my brother, Sir Frall. Alas, how should I be accorded with thee? Therefore, defend thee, for thou shalt die. There is none other remedy. Alas, said Sir Lamorack, full well me ought to know you, for ye are the man that most have done for me. And therewithal Sir Lamorack kneeled it down, and besought him of grace. Arise, said Sir Belliance, or else there as thou kneelest, I shall slay thee. That shall not need, said Sir Lamorack, for I will yield me unto you. not for fear of you, nor for your strength, but your goodness maketh me full loath to have ado with you. Wherefore I require you for God's sake, and for the honor of knighthood, forgive me all that I have offended unto you. Alas, said Belliance, leave thy kneeling, or else I shall slay thee without mercy. Then they yield again unto battle, and either wounded other, that all the ground was bloody there as they fought. And at the last Belliance withdrew him aback, and set him down softly upon a little hill, for he was so faint for bleeding that he might not stand. Then Sir Lamorack threw his shield upon his back, and asked him what cheer. Well, said Sir Belliance, ah, sir, yet shall I show you favor in your malise. Ah, knight, Sir Belliance, said Sir Lamorack, thou art a fool, for and I had thee at such advantage as thou hast done me, I should slay thee. But thy gentleness is so good and so large that I must needs forgive thee mine evil will. And then Sir Lamorack kneeled down and unlaced first his umbrary visor, and then his own, and either kissed other with weeping tears. Page 380. Then Sir Lamorack led Sir Belliance to an abbey fast by, and there Sir Lamorack would not depart from Belliance till he was whole. And then they swore together that none of them should never fight against other. So Sir Lamorack departed and went to the court of King Arthur. Here leave we of Sir Lamorack and of Sir Tristram, and here beginneth the history of La Cote Male Tale. End of Book 8.